This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Finding Your Bliss with host Judy Liebrack, heard every Saturday at 1 p.m. on Zoomer Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Finding Your Bliss, the show that helps you find and follow your bliss. I'm Judy Liebrack, and today I'm having on a group of people on the show who love to perform, do philanthropy, and help to make the world a better place. I used to be part of a group like this, and I have such fond memories of it. That was Neil DeLynn's Unsung Heroes, and I was involved with them for many years as both a performer and then promoting their beautiful work on this radio show. So when a wonderful person that I know, Vivian Kalfon from that community, reached out to me and asked me if I would be interested in interviewing some of the producers and stars from this new group, The Legacy Project, because I'm so fond of Vivian, I had to say yes to her and to them. So today we're going to meet some of the wonderful people behind the Legacy Project. But before we meet everyone, I just want to tell you a little bit more about them. The Legacy Project is a charitable production company based in the Greater Toronto area that was established in 2024. And their mission is to bring together talented community members with a shared love for philanthropy and a passion for the arts. The Legacy Project prioritizes fundraising for Canadian Jewish organizations. The concept of tikkun olam, or repairing the world, is a pillar of Judaism and an important part of Jewish culture. In 2025, they put on their inaugural show, Volume 1, and they were fortunate enough to have 750 people in attendance to watch three sold-out shows, and they were able to donate $65,000 to the Rena Foundation. So that first show, Volume 1, and their upcoming show, Volume 2, is in support of the remarkable Rena Foundation, which raises funds to improve the lives of people with autism and other developmental disabilities, mental health challenges, and other diverse health needs. As the fundraising arm of Rena, they support transformational housing projects and vital programs, including programs during the day, respite care, and employment opportunities. And the support of the community has totally helped improve the lives of individuals supported by Rena by funding important initiatives. For instance, in Volume 1, as just mentioned, people donated $65,000, which meant that 60 were able to participate in summer camp in 2025, which is so phenomenal. And so now, with all of that success behind them, the Legacy Project is proud to be producing their second show, Volume 2, in May of this year, 2026. And this show is a music review where the talented cast perform unique versions of classic hits from the 80s, 90s, and 2000s. Everyone will have the opportunity to dance in their seats, the best, and sing along to every number. And their Sunday matinee performance will feature a live performance by the incredible Rena All-Star Choir. Also later on in the show, we're going to meet events and fundraising manager Shira Lev from the Rena Foundation. But first, without further ado, let me introduce you individually to some of the cast, crew, and creative team of Legacy Project Volume 2. Before we meet them, let me tell you all a little bit more about them. Michelle Sadowski is the co-producer and creative director of The Legacy Project. Michelle is an experienced and dedicated educator, currently working for a nonprofit, the Azrieli Foundation, in Holocaust education. Engaged in the arts from a young age and guided by a love of philanthropy, Michelle is thrilled to co-produce and direct The Legacy Project alongside Darren Raby and the incredible, talented leadership team. So, in addition to last year's debut production of Volume 1, Michelle has performed in more than 15 onstage productions. And in addition to the theater, Michelle has many years of experience in the world of dance in the styles of jazz, contemporary, and hip hop. So impressed with that because I can't dance at all. Wow. As the artistic director of her university fashion show, Fashion in Motion, she choreographed numbers for over 60 students and facilitated the work of 12 talented choreographers for this major annual production. She can't wait to continue the magic with Volume 2. Michelle, welcome to Finding Your Bliss.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
So glad to have you here. Also on the show today is Jennifer Small, the fundraising director. Jennifer is thrilled to be involved with Legacy Projects leadership team as the fundraising director. Since 2021, Jennifer has reconnected with her artistic side and pursued her lifelong passion for singing and dancing by getting involved in charitable fundraising shows such as Unsung Heroes Productions and Three Stars Connect. Having studied classical Russian ballet and Royal Conservatory of Music piano. Wow. Growing up and into her 20s, Jennifer always had a love of the arts and music. Straight out of undergraduate school in industrial engineering, far departure, she was able to showcase her talents during her travels in the South Pacific, South America, and the Caribbean, working for Club Med Cruises. Subsequently, her goal-oriented upbringing and passion for leadership led her to pursue her MBA. For the past 23 years, she is president and CEO of ScreenCo, a multinational manufacturing company she still owns and runs today. Jennifer is also a mom to four amazing kids who, along with her supportive husband, Alan, are her biggest fans. Jennifer, welcome to Finding Your Bliss.
Thank you so much for having me today.
So glad to have you here. And now, last but not least, for sure not least, is someone I've known for many years. She has a very fascinating job on these productions, which I really want to learn more about. She's the prop mistress responsible for sourcing, maintaining, creating, and organizing stage properties, also known as props. A property mistress really is known as the person in charge of all of the props in a theatrical production. Vivian Schwartz-Kalfun is the props manager. So back in the infancy stages of the Legacy Project, Vivian was approached by singer Rochelle Coleman, who's been on this show, on behalf of Darren and Michelle, to be part of the leadership production team in a props costume role. And she's back for round two. As she describes herself, she is an amateur prop mistress by hobby and a multifaceted crafter. Her most recent propping job was with the Scarborough Theatre Guild under the guidance of Heather Hislop Lowe in their fall production of Full Monty. The project supporting the Rena Foundation is especially important to Vivian, as she is neurodiverse, as she describes, is not your neurotypical gal, proving that stigmas and barriers can be broken. Love that. Vivian loves live theater as a patron, singing and performing in small roles, and from a backstage perspective, she's willing to help out whenever, wherever, however needed. She has many mentors who have paved the way, and we're going to hear all about them and lots more when we meet her soon. Vivian Kalfun, welcome to Finding Your Bliss.
Judy, I'm happy to be here.
So glad to have you here. So first of all, everybody, congratulations on your upcoming show, Volume 2 of the Legacy Project. And I'd love to start with you, Michelle, and ask you what inspired you to start the Legacy Project. And can you tell us more about what the Legacy Project is all about?
Absolutely. My co-founder, my co-producer, and also my co-life partner, I guess he's my husband, Darren Ravi, and I were both very fortunate to be a part of Unsung Heroes Productions, as you mentioned earlier as well. And we met in that environment. And Neil, who did such incredible work in his role with Unsung Heroes Productions, he was ready to move on from that role for himself. And so we felt there was a gap. There was a gap for people who were still, they still had some performance left in them and they still had some time to put on stage and give back to the community. And so we took a very bold leap and decided to see if we could throw our hat in the ring and put together a space where people could come together to raise money for charity and, most importantly, I suppose, get on stage and do something that's out of their comfort zone. And so we decided to take the plunge and start the Legacy Project. And the Legacy Project was a very intentional name that we chose. We were really thinking about our own legacy that we leave in the world. And I don't just mean mine and Darren's, but I really mean ours as just individuals and thinking about what mark do we want to leave on our community, on our province, on our country, on the world, really. And the Legacy Project really came from this idea that we've sat on many other boards of other charities. We've been big believers in monetary donations and through various organizations and various avenues, but really wanting to get our hands a little dirty and put our blood, sweat, and tears into a project was really important to us. And so when we were putting this idea together, the Legacy Project just kind of, it just kind of happened in the kitchen one day. And then we decided that raising money for Jewish charities was really important for us.
So great.
It was kind of hard to pick the exact right charity to set our sights on because we wanted to find a bit of a unicorn. We wanted to find a Jewish charity that operated in Jewish values and Jewish ethics and ethos, but it didn't necessarily only serve members of the Jewish community. And the RENA Foundation is our unicorn. It's one of a few unicorns out there, but they have over 1,000 clients and residents in the GTA, and half of them are not Jewish. While they operate in Jewish values and Jewish ethics, they don't only serve the Jewish community, which is really remarkable. And that's sort of where we found ourselves. And that's a little bit about how it came to be.
It's so commendable and it's so fantastic. And thanks for the amazing work that you do in the world is incredible. So was it hard to put together all of this and to create, you know, it all set, like a lot of people, I'm a life coach, will say, I want to write a book. I want to start a theater company. I want to be on Broadway. Saying it and doing it are two very different things. Was it, it must have been very difficult just to do this fabulous thing that you're now doing. But what was that like actually creating this?
It was so much work. I think we gained a lot of respect for what people in other positions that are similar have gone through. You know, we both have kids. We both have full-time jobs outside of this work and a lot of different projects on the go at all times. And we definitely underestimated exactly how many things are, they're almost like taken for granted. Like the people that are watching the show, they have no idea how much goes into it. Even the people who are in the show have no idea how much planning and work has gone into the background of everything. Our creative team is unbelievable. And I absolutely would not have been able to do it without the help of the members of our creative team. They work tirelessly. We've already been meeting since the summer and rehearsals don't start until the end of February. So we've been meeting regularly for the last several months. Everything is happening in the background and it really is a labor of love. I have to say it is I don't want to say every year because I've only done it now for 2 years, but at the end of last year, everyone was already talking about what next year was going to look like. And Jen can attest to this. Uh-huh. Vivian can attest to this. I was like, don't ask me about next year. I can't even think about next year. And within 2 weeks, I announced there was going to be a second show. Darren and I moved our wedding up earlier so that it wouldn't conflict with rehearsals or anything. We didn't want to think about getting married. So we actually got married 2 weeks ago.
Congratulations. Oh my God.
Thank you so much. So we have a lot on the go at all times, but that really is the beauty of life for me is to be busy and have, you know, 10 plates being balanced at all given times. And it really is a labor of love and seeing the outcome, seeing the community that we built, and then seeing the retention of people that came back for a second time. Our leadership team had a 100% retention and a little bit of growth rate. We had members from the cast really volunteer to join the leadership team, say, help us. We want to help you. Like, let us get our hands dirty too, which was amazing. And of our 19 cast members last year, we had 17 return, which was amazing. And now we've grown. We have a cast of 22 now for this coming show, which is amazing.
That's so awesome. Was there a moment when you were taking your curtain calls, your bows at the end, where you had a moment to just sort of pause and look out at the audience and look out on the stage? Because you were part of the stage as well. I know that you and Jennifer, you're part of the performance as well. Was it sort of like, what just happened? Like, was it in a bit of an epiphany?
So I will say that it wasn't actually at a curtain call. It was when the RENA All-Star Choir sang with us on stage. And I don't think, and I'm getting the goosies right now. I don't think any of us anticipated how emotional it would be. And I'm an educator, like you mentioned earlier, but I've been a special education teacher and a behavior therapist prior to that. I've been working in this field for 20 years. And inclusion is it's more than just a buzzword. Inclusion is more than just having people present in the room. It is about being side by side, literally arm in arm, hand in hand, where there is no barrier between anyone that's on stage. And they worked tirelessly with their choir director, Aaron, to practice for not only the numbers they were going to sing as an independent group, but also the number that they were going to join us and sing with us on stage. And so in the shows that we did where they were not present, we had sort of call it stageography, where we were just, you know, in lines and step touches and all the things. When they came to join us and rehearse with us in the space, we kind of threw all of that out the window and just said, let's just be together. And everyone filtered in. There was no difference between our cast and their cast. It was just everyone together on stage. And many of the arena choir members were overcome with emotion. We were all very overcome with emotion. There were tears streaming down my face. I'm even like emotional about it now. And everybody in the audience, there was not a dry eye in the house. Honestly, it was only really in that moment. I'm even emotional now. It was only in that moment where we really realized that it's not just about raising money. Money is money. It's really about the impact that it had on those individuals and the impact that it has on this idea of what does inclusion actually look like. And that was the greatest example that I could have ever shown. Like, my son was in the audience. He's 5 years old. We had so many of our friends and family in the audience for them to see this is what inclusion looks like. This is what the value of a human being looks like when you recognize that every human being has value and a space to be on that stage together. It's very powerful. And that for me was the absolute moment where I was like, okay, this is why we did what we did. And this is why it makes it all worth it. It was really that moment for sure.
That's so exemplary. Oh my gosh. I love what you guys are doing, and you got me crying too. And I think you can't not have tears in your eyes when you hear about this. Thank you for that. Jennifer, great to have you here as well. Jennifer, you say that the Legacy Project sponsors are critical to the success of Legacy Project. As Michelle mentioned, last year you raised $65,000. You were able to send 16 to summer camp, which is so awesome. And I understand this year your goal is 100K. How's it going so far? And what sponsors are already attached to this production?
So we have many returning sponsors from last year, which is wonderful. They've been really big supporters and they've really helped us give value to what we're doing. And so they've come back and they're sponsoring the same amount or even more than they were last year. So we're very, very happy to have them. We've gained some new sponsors. We have corporate sponsors. We have individual sponsors. We have cast members, spouses sponsoring. Wow. We have cast members sponsoring. We really have created this whole community, like Michelle said, where we've spread the word and they came and they felt and they saw what we did last year. And they're just opening
That's
their wallets
so great.
And helping us reach our goal and give back to Rena.
That's so amazing. If someone's listening to this right now on Zoomer Radio AM 740 and they want to become a sponsor, what should they do?
They should go to our website and then they can contact us through our website, through legacyproject.ca. That's probably the easiest.
That's legacyproject.ca. That's fabulous. That's fantastic.
Yes.
Everyone that's listening, wonderful thing to become involved in. We're going to tell you more about it again at the end of the show, but that just sounds super. I was also fascinated, Jennifer, to read that you were also a performer on cruise ships. I hope I read that correctly. What exactly is involved in doing that? And how did you enjoy that experience? Can you tell us more about that?
Sure. So I graduated from engineering school at the same time as I graduated from bartending school. And much to my parents' disappointment, I decided to pursue my bartending career by applying to Club Med. And part of being a Club Med staff member, your duties involve entertaining and being part of the show. I was the first person to put my hand up because it was kind of my ulterior motive for actually going to work for Club Med. And they kept saying, well, it's untraditional for the bar staff to perform in the show. I said, well, that's fine. I don't really need to be the bar staff. I just want to perform in the show.
I want to perform. That's great.
So once they got me on stage and they realized that I could sing and I could dance, then of course I was slotted in all the shows, and that was my favorite part of doing my job.
That's so amazing. That's fantastic. And so what a perfect person to help lead this group, yeah, is that you really know it from a professional standpoint. I know that you are also raffling off some amazing gift baskets, one at each show. Can you tell us about those and how to get in on them?
Again, same way you would contact us for the sponsorship, we're looking for items for our gift baskets. And we're putting together, we already have a whole bunch of items for our gift baskets that were donated by different businesses and services around the GTA, even donated by some of our cast members who provide certain therapies or certain services. We're putting together those gift baskets of products, items, and services. And we're going to be raffling them off live at the end of each show.
That's awesome. That's so cool. What do you love about fundraising? It's an amazing thing to do, and we all know that, but what do you specifically love about the work that you do?
I just love the fact that I get to connect with people in the community. I get to really have an impact. And I think that at the end of the day, when people see that their funds are going to such a good cause, and they see the production that we put on, and they see the impact, I mean, Michelle was talking about the RENA choir, and I was talking to some of the leadership at RENA after the show, and they were saying the parents were in the audience, absolutely, totally emotional, because their children, adult children, would have never had an opportunity to be on stage and perform in front of a live audience in their lifetime. It was such an opportunity that we were able to give these people. So when you see that, and you see that then your money goes to helping these individuals go to summer camp and have additional services, it's just all around good. You just feel so good doing
it. So great. Good for you. It's wonderful. We're going to go on a short commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk to the wonderful Vivian Calfon, who is the props mistress for the Legacy Project. And we're going to learn all about what being a prop mistress entails. I think it's one of the coolest jobs to have in a production. We'll hear all about this when we come back. We'll be right back. Back in a moment.
Finding Your Bliss is brought to you by Create, Canada's leading fertility center for over 25 years.
Create is here for anyone struggling with infertility or in need of assisted reproductive technology to have children. Create is about cutting-edge science from highly skilled doctors. In unprecedented times like these, Create is about ensuring the safety of all patients and staff. Create has made important changes to protect you by ensuring social distancing, wearing masks, as well as screening before entering. So what about the bundle of joy that you've been hoping would come into your family? Create Fertility Center is here for you. Visit createivf.com to keep up with the latest changes and learn about Create Fertility Center's comprehensive care for every fertility journey. Keep safe and healthy during these challenging days, remembering that life is about moments that we create together.
Hi, everyone. We're back, and this is Finding Your Bliss on Zoomer Radio, AM 740. And I'm here with some of the team members behind the Legacy Project. And now we're going to meet the props mistress, Vivian Calfon, the person that made this whole show possible, Vivian. So Vivian Calfon, welcome to Finding Your Bliss. So great to have you.
Thank you.
Vivian, can you tell us, why is the Legacy Project and supporting the RENA Foundation so important to you?
Absolutely. As you were talking or introducing us, I am neurodiverse. I was diagnosed almost exactly 4 years ago today. Wow. As having autism, didn't know. And so when Michelle talks about inclusion, I am part of this inclusion. And Judy, as you know, I also did the Unsung shows with you way back. And I didn't know any of this about myself. I mean, I knew I had depression. I knew I had some anxieties, but I didn't know where it was coming from. It's very important for me, actually, that I was approached by Rochelle first and then Michelle and Darren to say, hey, do you want to keep propping? Because I did do some propping for the Unsung people. But it's an honor for me to be part of this leadership team. I feel that it's a door open in a way. I'm retired from my day job. So this is my hobby. This is my love. This is what I get a lot of enjoyment from. And working with this wonderful team of people, it's remarkable.
So wonderful. That's so wonderful. What does a prop mistress, or in your case, the property manager of all of this, do?
In terms of the propping, I take direction from the creative team. They say, can you find me something? A table. Can you find me a chair? Can you find me specifically, let's say, a prop, a microphone? Yeah. For me, it is a question sometimes of contacting the Scarborough Guild, who were very influential in helping us last year with these big items. Mm. It's also a question of me searching through my basement, finding things that I have made for other shows, wow, or that I have literally nabbed off neighbors' lawns, like vintage vacuum cleaners. Wow. On top of costumes and set design and video productions, I help make the show look good.
That's so cool, Vivian. I love that you do that. That's so amazing. You've had a few mentors. I know one of them, Karen Latosky. But tell us about some of them. You don't have to list every single person, but some of the mentors that have helped you, introduced you to the world of propping and the world of backstage.
Okay. So that's a easy one. Andrea Wicken, who is our stage manager, has been very, very influential in my backstage career. I have worked with her on the Unsung, I believe also some of the Jaybird productions. Karen Ladofsky, yeah. I learned a lot from Karen and watching Karen. And that was when I was not even doing backstage. I was a performer. Jeff Dell, who is also one of our creative people on the team. Heather Hislop Lowe from the Scarborough Guild. My goodness, there are too many to count.
There's one more that you wrote to me, so I'm going to mention her, Karen Hecker. Yes.
Yes. Karen Hecker used to be Stepping Out Productions. Nice. She's also a mentor.
So great.
I often run ideas, suggestions, if I have to source other than Scarborough, on how to make things.
Great. That's so great. I know you've had a love for the theater your whole life. Can you tell us more about that, what you love about the theater?
Sure. I love being a patron. I love the backstage. I love little vignettes. I did actually get a chance to perform in one of the numbers last year, riding a subway train. And I was also pulled into a closing number, which I had no expectation and unsure of exactly what I was doing on stage. But I ended up completing the show with the people in the show.
So great.
Oh, my goodness. Theater. I love it.
Me too. I love you. And I love your answer. So let's talk, everyone, more about how people can get tickets to see this show. When are the shows? How do people get tickets? Jennifer, tell us about Volume 2, going on stage May 30th at 7 p.m. and May 31st at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. But tell us more about the early bird tickets, which you can get until March 15th for a great price. Tell us about that.
Our tickets go on sale February 1st. They are early bird pricing, so you're only going to be able to get them at this discounted price during our early bird special. So everybody get to our website, buy tickets directly there for one of our three shows.
Amazing. Say the website again.
It's legacyproject.ca.
That's awesome. And my understanding is you can get them for $59 before March 15th, if you start on February 1st. And after that, the price goes up to $79. That's amazing.
Correct.
Jennifer, you've also said that you're fortunate enough this year to be able to offer a limited number of tickets at a pay what you can price through our Pay It Forward ticket program, thanks to the generous sponsors. So can you tell us more about that?
Sure. So we did this last year as well. We noticed our sponsors get a group of tickets as part of their sponsorship package, depending at what level they sponsor us. And sometimes people just get too many tickets. So rather than have those tickets go to waste, they pay them forward. And that enables us to offer some discounted tickets to those individuals in the community that may not be able to afford to buy tickets on their own. And this is wonderful because we really don't want any barriers in anybody being able to enjoy the theater. So for our Pay It Forward program, it's again, just contact us through our website and we're going to see how we can help you.
Amazing. So we've already heard a little bit about how Vivian loves performing on stage as well as being behind the scenes. Jennifer and Michelle, you both perform as well in this production. What do you love? I'll start with Michelle about performing for the Legacy Project.
There is such a thrill about being on stage. And I performed all through my childhood and high school. And then after university, I grew up and became an adult and got a job and got married and had a kid and all the things. And I stopped doing the things that I love, really, which is, I think a lot of us fall into that trap. And I saw a friend of mine perform on stage and I felt this pull in my gut that was like, you need to get back on stage. And singing brings me so much joy. And there's something really special about challenging yourself to do something that's outside of your comfort zone. And once you're on stage and you get that buzz of adrenaline and this understanding that ultimately no one in the audience knows if you did it right or did it wrong, it doesn't really matter as long as you showed up and you totally did it with heart. That is the best feeling in the whole world. And there is, if anyone's ever been on stage, you know that there is a very strong family that gets built over especially show week, not just the time that you spend rehearsing together, but specifically your time when you've moved into the theater. There is just a very special bond that's built. And so when you're on stage with the people that you love most in the world, it really is so special. And then we get to do all of it for a great cause, of course, which just puts a cherry on top
of
it all.
So awesome. Jennifer, what do you love about performing?
Oh, all the things that Michelle said, of course. It's just really about, you know, learning. You work really hard to learn the routines and learn the words. I always have trouble with words. So learn the words, make sure that you get them right. And you get to do this with people you bonded with over the years. I got into the theater world again after having a family and not doing it for so long because one of my best friends said, you know, my friend who's a mom is one of the people in this show. And I said, what? It's like mom's like me. She's like, yeah, mom's just awesome. Like you. And that's when I ended up taking the plunge and auditioning and joining the community again. So
great. Vivian, just a few words about what you love about being on stage performing. I know you do the whole backstage thing too, but just being on stage, what's fun about it?
I get to shine. And for me, I also get to show people from the neurodiverse world that you can do anything.
Great. So great.
Yeah. I have, as Jennifer was talking about, a number of organizations that sometimes benefit from these free tickets or the Pay It Forward, CAMH, Hugh Macmillan, Blurview.
It's good stuff. I think that's what you're saying. It's good stuff. And I'm going to tell everybody something else. You were very good about getting through to me because I'm not easy to get through to. And our show is popular and we're very booked, but you were determined to get this happening. And you were terrific. You were polite and respectful, but you were very determined to make sure that the Legacy Project, so she might have some producing chops in her as well. I have to tell you guys, she was fantastic. There's a question that we ask everyone at the end of the show. We're going to start with you, Michelle. What is bliss for Michelle Sadowski?
Oh, what is bliss for me? Bliss, I think, is community. Honestly, it's community and it's finding your place in that community.
Great. So true. Jennifer, what is bliss for you?
Bliss for me is personal connections that I have made with new people that I may not have made otherwise.
That's awesome. And Vivian, the person that made this whole show possible, what is bliss for Vivian Kalfun?
Right now, I would say being here on your show. This is bliss.
You're so sweet. That's so nice. right back at you. Everyone, what is the best way, this is for anyone, to contact you and connect with you on social media? And of course, how people can purchase tickets to Volume 2 of the Legacy Project.
You've definitely got to follow our Instagram. We have an incredible communications coordinator, Jory Lichtman, who's been crushing our socials at Legacy Project CA. And you absolutely should check out the website, www.legacyproject.ca. Every piece of information you could ever want or need would be on one of those two places. You can always send us a message, reach out, and we're here to help. We're here to help you get you to the show.
Well, I'm definitely coming to the show. I can't wait. When this is over, I'm going to get my early bird tickets. I'm so excited. And I want to thank you so much, Michelle, Jennifer, and Vivian, for being on the show today. It really was delightful to have you all here. And when we come back, we're going to meet Shira Lev from the RENA Foundation. Be right back. Back in a moment.
Finding Your Bliss is brought to you by CREATE, Canada's leading fertility center for over 25 years.
CREATE is here for anyone struggling with infertility or in need of assisted reproductive technology to have children. CREATE is about cutting-edge science from highly skilled doctors. In unprecedented times like these, CREATE is about ensuring the safety of all patients and staff. CREATE has made important changes to protect you by ensuring social distancing, wearing masks, as well as screening before entering. So what about the bundle of joy that you've been hoping would come into your family? CREATE Fertility Center is here for you. Visit createivf.com to keep up with the latest changes and learn about CREATE Fertility Center's comprehensive care for every fertility journey. Keep safe and healthy during these challenging days, remembering that life is about moments that we create together.
Hi, everyone. We are back, and this is Finding Your Bliss on Zoomer Radio, AM 740, FM 96.7. And we're now joined by Shira Lev, the Events and Fundraising Manager at the RENA Foundation. And she is here to tell us more about RENA and all the incredible work that they do. Also, we're going to learn how events like the Legacy Project are so impactful. Before we meet Shira, let me tell you a little bit more about her. Shira Lev is the Events and Fundraising Manager at the RENA Foundation with over 9.5 years of experience leading high-impact fundraising initiatives. A strategic, relationship-driven leader, she specializes in producing successful fundraising campaigns and events from major galas to inclusive community gatherings that advance organizational mission while generating critical revenue. Shira is known for cultivating meaningful partnerships with donors and stakeholders, transforming engagement into lasting community impact. Shira, welcome to Finding Your Bliss and congratulations on all that you're doing.
Thank you so much. Hi, Julie.
Hi.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. Great to have you here. Thank you for being here. Shira, can you just tell us a little bit more about the RENA Foundation and the wonderful work that you do there?
The RENA Foundation is the fundraising arm of RENA. RENA is an organization that's been around for over 50 years. We support over 1,000 people in the community. We help with housing, programs, employment services, respite. Just being a community leader in our fields.
That's amazing. How has partnering with the Legacy Project, and I just interviewed them and it was so inspirational, impacted the RENA Foundation? I know that last year, the Legacy Project Volume 1 raised $65,000, which meant that 60 were able to participate in summer camp in 2025. And that's so awesome. Can you describe what it was like watching the show last year and just being involved with the Legacy Project?
Oh, thank you. They are a joy. So RENA means joy, and this truly Legacy Project is a joy. It's a joy to us. It's a joy to the individuals we support. When Darren and Michelle approached us last year, they were talking about doing this event. This is a Legacy Project. It's going to be, you know, a beautiful compilation of people in the community who come together and sing and just, you know, bring that joy into our community. And one of the things that I said to them was, I love everything about this. The one thing I need is for our individuals to be included. And they were like, yes, thank you. Thank you for partnering with us. So to take it one step further, we, before COVID, had a choir at RENA. Our individuals would get together every week, learn songs, go out in the community. In our galas, they actually sang with Paul Hoffert from Lighthouse, Sunny Days. Like, they were amazing. Come COVID, unfortunately, you know, the whole world shut down. And so they didn't have that connection. So when the Legacy Project came back to us, we were slowly gearing it back up. But it was really a great catalyst for us to kind of resurrect the Rena Choir. They call themselves, just so you know, not by me, the choir members voted. They call themselves the Rena All-Star Choir. And they sang three songs with the actual team itself. I can't even tell. I mean, I'm still thinking about it and I'm starting to tear. Not a dry eye in the house. It was incredible. They went up there. They sang. They partnered. They connected. At one point, you saw the cast members holding their hands. And just like, if you didn't feel that connection, I don't think anyone, like, it was so beautiful. There was actually a really interesting story. There was one person who came. He's in the choir. And his parents were, you know, were very skeptical. He's not going to participate. He's not going to participate. He doesn't want to participate. So he didn't come on the bus ride down, which was probably the most fun bus ride I think I've ever had. from Thornhill all the way down to downtown Toronto. Their parents came in and he's standing there and his parents are like, Shira, he's not going to go up. He's not. I'm sorry. He's not. And the next thing you know, one of the cast members came over, took him by the hand, brought him on stage, and he just started singing. His parents were in tears. The moment, the magic, that joy, right, is exactly what it's about. So for me, it's all about, you know, finding our joy, finding our Rena. Rena actually means joy in Hebrew. So it's finding that joy and that connection to our community.
It's so incredible. Well, there's a moment in the interview with the Legacy Project people where they talk about that moment. So I'm so excited to go to the Sunday matinee because I hear that's when that's going to happen.
So that is the one. I am like proud mama bear. It's phenomenal. It's different. It's such a warm and inviting and inclusive environment. It's one of those where our individuals feel safe and just free to be who they are and what they are. And that's the whole premise of Rena, right? Is to find these nuggets in our community, to find these places that they can share their talents and just let them be who they are and, you know, be the best versions of themselves, much like I want for my own children, right? So, you know, that's exactly what they did.
That's what we all want for our children. And it's so wonderful to see it in action and just sounds so incredible. I'm so excited for people to come to this and to come myself to see this and just to see the beautiful work that you're all doing. And congratulations to you, honestly, Shira, on the incredible work you do spearheading all of this. It's amazing.
Thank you.
What was this summer camp experience? They raised $65,000, evidently, that helped towards providing 60 with a summer camp experience. And what could be better than that? Were you there to see any of this?
Was I there? Oh, my goodness. So one of my favorite programs at Rena is camp. We have March break camps. We have summer camps. We have winter camps. It's a time or a place for individuals to be, to find themselves, to learn social skills, to learn developmental skills, to teamwork, anything that we can really sharpen up and at the same time, you know, have a fun and joyful experience. So that is what it is. They did. So a lot of the times, so I'm on the fundraising end of Rena, kind of a separate entity. Our goal or our mandate is to provide funding for housing, employment services, respite, and programs like summer camp. So imagine you are a family member and your child needs one-to-one support or two-to-one support. It's incredibly, incredibly expensive. So we fundraise for that difference that allows them to have the support they need to go to camp and enjoy the experience. So I have personally, I do. I kind of sneak out of work. Don't tell people. Don't ever tell people what I do. okay. They find out anyway. I'm really quiet. So, they, you know, it's really not a secret. when we go out there, we do. We see it in action. So there is the... They do activities and they're going on outings and they're doing arts and crafts and cooking and learning cooking skills. And they're just having a good time. And that's what it did. It allowed people that they require extra supports, the one-to-one supports, the two-to-one supports. Sometimes people even need three-to-one supports for challenging behaviors. And a lot of families in the community can't afford that. This program, this Legacy Project, allowed for that to happen. So we are very lucky to have partners like them.
How did you first become involved in philanthropy, fundraising? Like, how did it all begin for you? Were you a little kid or did it fall into your lap? How did this all happen for you?
Really, it's amazing. Completely the opposite. I am a marketer by trade. I work for, coming right out of school, I worked for Mars Canada, Mars Bar for a couple of years.
Yum.
Transferred into American Express for 7 years. So, you know, well, always liked sales, always enjoyed the fun, the creativity. And then I had my daughter, who's now 16 this year. And I remember sitting in her bedroom at night because I would work crazy hours and coming home and saying, like, what am I doing this for? Like, why? Like, what is, like, where is it getting me? Right. I mean, I'm not feeling like, you know, I love working. I love being out there. I love connecting, you know, but there has to be more, you know, there has to be more than a corporation. So that epiphany came to me when it was like, you know, like what am I showing my child and how do I want to be as a mom? What do I want to show her and what do I want to be? That's when I kind of had that moment that was one. And then I started to kind of look at my way out there and fell into, got pregnant with my second daughter who is 12 and going to be 13. And while I was actually on bed rest with her, my brain was just like, I need to be doing things. I need to be creative. I need to be doing things. And someone said, hey, Shear, do you think you can help us with this little event that we have going on? And I was like, yeah, let's do it. So from my bed,
well,
I fundraised for an event I couldn't go to. And ironically, the next year, I became the fundraising chair of that chapter. Wow. And I went and did the event with a bang. And so from that point on, I was like, this is where my skills can be used. So took a stint at PJ Library for a year. So I ran PJ Library, which was great. And then they said, somebody said Rena was hiring and almost August will be 10 years that I've been with Rena. So I watched my girls grow up with me. I have watched how being in an environment where, you know, you wake up every day and you go, wow, it's not about me. Mm-hmm. This isn't about me. That's the part that is still, you know, I still have that spark today is because you wake up and go, thank God, look what I have and look what I can do. And so that's where every day I wake up and I say, you know, like, how else can we help? What else can we be doing? And so I'm very
remarkable.
Very blessed.
They're so lucky to have you.
Thank you.
How can people get involved in sponsoring the Rena Foundation or just making a donation or doing anything with regards?
So we do have a website, renafoundation.org. Anybody can reach out to me directly. I mean, my email and my contact information is on the website. Get involved. Come on out. People ask me, like, where do you start? Like, you know, I want to get involved in charity. I want to learn more about it. I want to do this. Where do you start? I say, honestly, at the very beginning, right? Start slow. Come out to an event.
Yes.
Come out to see what the charity is about and see if that connects with you. Not every charity is going to connect with you, resonate with you, and that's okay. You know, we are a community and there are so many amazing organizations out there that you can be working with or for. So that's one. Start slow. Come see and come feel. And then as you start to see and feel, explore. You know, come to 2 events. See who's the leadership. Talk to them. Have a coffee with me. I've had many people that will just say, can I meet and have a coffee? Absolutely. Lovely. I am an open door, an open book. And that's the way it should be in our community. We should be just connected and, you know, willing to help out whatever we can.
Absolutely. Just incredible. Is there a moment that stood out for you in all of this at Legacy Project? It sounds like it was that moment on the stage when everyone was together. But you must be so excited to see that again this year.
You know what? It's amazing. That's the whole theory of just, you know, when things fall into place, they fall into place. Yes. And then something's going to happen. I don't know what it is. Half the time it's the weather. I can't control that. I have tried.
Right.
But most times it's weather. But here it's the recipe, right? It's got such a beautiful blend of Michelle and Darren and the amazing cast and community that just their hearts are out ready to go.
Absolutely.
It's sponsors in the community who are like, I will be there to help you, you know, so they can shine. It's our team at Rena saying, guys, this is who wants to come back again. And they're already like, you know, when are we starting? When are we practicing? You know, like, let's go. And I can't tell them too much because it's going to, you know, like, let's go, let's go. And what songs are we singing? And then they meet every Thursday as their choir practice. So it's just, it's a beautiful, like, everybody has this part. The other thing that was amazing is last year we did an art auction actually at the event itself. So, you know, a lot of people can't express themselves verbally. Some people are singers, some people aren't that. And we have a lot of artists. So we had some individuals create some custom pieces and we actually auctioned them off. And that too went back, the funds from the auction actually went back into the choir so that they can do this again. So it's been such a beautiful friendship. And, you know, it's just the start of something, please God, for many years to come. But I think that's the moment, my proudest moment is like standing up. I think I remember I gave them a standing ovation. I was just standing there. And as I'm looking around the room, people are on their feet, smiles. And my team, those we support, were just beaming from face to face, just staring at the crowd. And you know what it was? It was pride. It was pride. It was, oh, I did that. I can. I will. I did. And those are the three things that I think everybody can take away with them. So, you know, that's yeah, it's exactly what, it's my theory every day.
This is such good, feel good stuff. And it really reminds us all that when we're in service to others, using our own unique talents, capabilities, whatever they may be, to serve others and make the world a better place, we can't help but be happy as a byproduct. You know, we're all happy when that happens, right?
The pure base of, if you can give your talents, your heart, your love, if you love what you do, right? It shines through. But the thing is, if you put other people's needs ahead of yours, it is such a beautiful token. Yes. Because to be honest, I remember first starting at Rena. My kids were really young. So probably 6 and 3, actually, as I'm thinking. And they were petrified. I mean, they were scared. Okay. So my very first test was a Hanukkah party and I brought them into this residence and there were about 50 or 60 people with special needs and they were loud. Wow. And my kids were petrified. Okay. So they cried. The first year they cried. It was okay. Second year, they cried. I was like, it's okay. Third year, they didn't cry. They stood in the corner and I was like, progress, right? There you go. Right? Like this is the fourth year, one of them came over to my oldest and was like, we're best friends, right? And she's like, I don't know you. We are not best friends. And I was like, okay, good. We have a voice. We are now desensitized and gray, right? The next year, hi, bestie, hi. And so that's what it's become. So I've seen the evolution from my own kids' eyes of people's perceptions and their realities. I say it wholeheartedly. Like, Rena is a charity that I love working for because there's nothing to solve or cure. We're not curing something. We're not solving something. There's nothing to solve. Our people that we support are beautiful. They are the most beautiful, warm, loving people. It's the situation that we're trying to just give them the tools, the resources, and the help they need to be the best versions of themselves and reach their maximum capacity. And that's all you can ask for. It's what I want for my kids. It's what I want for my people and support. It's exactly why I wake up every morning.
Wow. You're to me just an angel on this planet. And we're so grateful for people like you that do the world a better place. It's so wonderful. And I encourage everyone to check out the Rena Foundation. There's a question we ask everyone at the end of the show. And of course, we're going to ask it to you. What is bliss? I think you might have already answered it for Shira Lev.
Oh, okay. First of all, thank you for allowing us to have your journey. Your message of bliss is just has so many, you know, so many meanings. For me, bliss is freedom. I think I'm going to say the ability to live in the moment, the ability to be part of something bigger than us, the ability to dissociate anything that we have, you know, our personal biases or opinions about, and just to just be free of stigma, free of hate, free of everything, and to just be our genuine selves. And that is what it is for me. Bliss is just pure freedom.
It's actually been a tremendous honor to have you on this show today. I want to thank you so very, very much. What is the best way for people to contact you, connect with you on social media and on your website? Give us the handles.
Our website, once again, renafoundation.org. Any of our social media handles, at Rena Foundation. So that's social, X, Instagram, LinkedIn, anything. It'd be under Rena Foundation, R-E-E-N-A Foundation. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being here today. I'm looking forward to seeing you at the show.
I'm saving you a seat next to me, Judy. Watch me cry, Judy. Watch me cry.
Oh, yeah, I'll be crying with you.
I'll bring you Kleenex.
Each week, we spotlight fabulous people like Shira Lev, Michelle Sadowski, Jennifer Small, and Vivian, who was on the show as well, who are living their bliss. So if you're an author, artist, yoga, meditation, or mindfulness expert, or really anyone who has found and is following their bliss, we'd love to hear from you. We also love to feature singer-songwriters and musicians on this show. If you're a singer, please reach out to us. Also, what did you love about today's program? Are there any guests or topics you'd like us to feature on Finding Your Bliss? Write to us at fyb@findingyourbliss.com. For those of you who don't know, I'm also the Bliss Coach. That means I help you get unstuck, gain some clarity, find your passion and purpose. Reach out to me at findingyourbliss.com/coaching. And I'm also an Insight Timer, the number one free meditation app. All you have to do is search up Judy Liebrack. And of course, you can always follow us at the Bliss Minute on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. I would love to thank our wonderful guests, Michelle Sadowski, Jennifer Small, Vivian Kalfun, and Shira Lev for being on the show today. Also, thank you to Meg Ruffman, Siobhan Kylie, producer Chelsea Lockstedt, associate producer Lori Quinn, Eva Shabbatai, Olivia Vigiani, audio engineer Juliana Yannicielo, senior editor Lauren Kaminsky, video editor Sierra Brown Rodriguez, audio producer Faz Kazi, and everyone here at Zoomer. And of course, a big thank you to our sponsor, the Create Fertility Center. As well, thank you to Garrett Flores for the beautiful pink roses that adorn our set each week. People often ask me what I love about doing this show. And this episode was really a perfect example of exactly what I love about doing it. When I asked Vivian what she loved about the Legacy Project, her answer was so real and authentic that it completely rang true to me. And then when I asked her about her bliss, her answer about how meaningful this was reminded me that we must always go with our instincts when it comes to doing a show about what makes a great show. And I knew that Vivian was a huge part of this show's success. And it's great people like Vivian and Shira, Michelle and Jennifer, who find happiness in giving back and in recognizing that inclusivity is bliss. That's really what this show is all about. For everyone here, I'm Judy Liebrack, reminding you all that being in service to others brings you one step closer to finding your bliss.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.